Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now I'm here with Associate Professor Michelle Kluver from the University of the Western Cape, and she's a professor of astrophysics, but we're not going to talk about astrophysics today, and we're going to talk about the new planetarium in Cape Town. This is part of the Iziko Museum. And now the new planetarium is very special. It's had a refurbishment and it's now a digital dome. And some of you, I'm sure, will have gone along to see one of the new shows. And if you haven't, I do urge you to do so. But what we're going to talk about now is not the kind of entertainment and astronomy side, but the kind of wider science that can be done with this dome. Because this refurbishment was done not just for entertainment and for the general public, but also for science. So good afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon, Keshel.
So you've been behind this new refurbishment, but not just with a view to creating a nicer planetarium. There's also serious science behind it. Can you tell us something about that?
Sure, yes. So when we first started talking, so this would have been at the end of 2014, discussing the upgrade of the planetarium, one of the things we started talking about was how a digital facility would actually be a fantastic visualization facility for data, because it's digital projection and high quality, high definition projectors that are being used. So immediately we could see the potential of using it for scientific visualization.
So this is where, at the moment scientists get data and then they create graphs, really.
Right.
And they print them out in these things called academic papers.
Yes.
In journals. And it's all very sort of two-dimensional.
Right.
Well, when you're talking about a visualization, you're talking about something three-dimensional that can even move through time, isn't it? It's like a sort of film.
That's right. So you essentially get an extra dimension. So you can either move through your data set, which is a very powerful way of examining it and making new discoveries about things that are there. And it's also a powerful way to interrogate very rich data sets. And this is one of the things that we're faced with at the moment, is that we have so much data, but it's often in many dimensions. And so what you really want to do is move away from the idea of asking a question of your data and rather letting the data speak for itself and seeing what's in the data. So actually something like machine learning and statistics are a very important part of that. But actually just looking at one's data is a very important discovery space, and also a way for you to get to know what you're seeing. So a good analogy would be, if you have a fuzzy ball of points, if you project that, it will always look like a fuzzy ball of points. But if it's actually in reality something which is very thin in one dimension, then you have to project it in exactly the right dimension to see, you know, what its actual characteristic is. So that is the limitation of plotting things in two dimensions as we have.
And this isn't just for astronomical data. I mean, we know that the square kilometer array is going to produce a massive amount of data and we need new ways of looking at it. But it's not just astronomy, is it?
That's correct. So the very rich data sets are coming from a lot of different sciences, and visualization of things is becoming a very important tool, particularly for training students. So we're speaking very closely to people like the South African National Space Agency. They're very interested in Earth observations, and there's a lot of data that's available, and the planetarium is actually a perfect tool for looking back at the Earth and actually seeing how land is being used, where water is, crops, and actually investigating sort of the planet, looking back down. And then there's also bioinformatics, so a lot of the work that's being done in terms of combating tuberculosis and the very sort of rich data sets that they have. And then there's also on very small scale.
And it's great to have this powerful facility right here in Cape Town for all the students of Cape Town.
Absolutely, yes. And it really is a one of a kind, but also it's an incredibly powerful visualization platform that we're hoping a lot of different sciences will come and use.
Thank you very much for coming to talk to us about it, Professor Michelle Kluver. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.